Now the meat you buy to slice real thin and eat with your eggs. You buy it, you know, big piece.
Bacon.
Slice it to eat with your eggs.
Yeah, that's bacon. Now we slice ours, then sometime we'll have ham, you know, with it.
Yeah.
We don't eat the ham like we do the bacon, though. She told me, you know, the other morning, she said, you know, I never brought no bacon down here from the house. She said, slice up. I said, well, okay, if I don't have done for a while. We eat it every day, year round. And it just gets hot and don't take no exercise like we ought to. She takes about as much as the last couple of years, out here about all the exercise she takes. Of course, she washes and does the housework, but, I mean, she don't go to the field or nothing with me no more.
Yeah.
And so
old tractor riddles, well, one of them run away with me and get all bummed up, so I ain't been no good to him. Twins was about four or five years old, and we were finding oats. They was going by and get the cows, and I was going to bring the tractor home. And I guess I was tired. I put my foot on the right pedal.
Put on the clutches to the brake.
Yeah.
Coming out of here, and we took out cropland, and we contoured. We put up a little bitty terraces ever so far apart. Had to check the water. Couldn't combine it more than nothing else. Worst mess we ever had. You could take a bush hog up high now and run over it and top the weeds. But she's coming down that hill, and we had a little road, and she let it get up in front of me, and didn't get ahead of it. She let it get out of the edge of that road, started right straight down at the upper end of where my pond's at now. I had a little old ditch come down. We had a little strip of land run back up in there, and I cut a ditch so it wouldn't run all over so that water could come down through there. And I had it about that wide and about that deep. So she come down that hill and she saw she's getting too fast. Instead of getting on that brake, she got on the clutch. Shoved the clutch in, you know, and yeah, man, that just turned that tractor loose. That thing come down that hill. I said, look at y'all, boys. And we just crossed a little old ditch coming down the other side over there. Just got out behind a little old hedge of wood. And they looked up in time to see how that tractor front wheel went off that ditch. It just did in that tractor right there. She up here, she come and wheel a flip and went on over and hit the exhaust pipe with a leg there. Burnt that and could lop off on the ground. She went.
I had on dress.
So we beat it down. Them little boys with the hollering. So we beat it across over there to see what was wrong and got there. She was setting up. I said, can you get up? I don't know. I said, well, just try it. So I got her up, seeing she's doing fairly well. I said, well, I got it out of the ditch for her. So and I said, now you get on it and drive it on to the house. She got on it. When she got on that bottom, where me boy come across that caught up with her, that's the way she got off it. And she ain't been on the track to see it. And she said, I can't drive that thing over there. She did like she'd been on a 2-week spree, but she didn't drive it, so we brought her on to the house.
She's got a nice little dog down there. I have more to pack it, so we have to keep this more. I just can't make myself get back on another one.
Well, I think if you ain't got but one pedal on that one, and if you shove that pedal down, you go.
Well,
I run that.
Just talking about something.
I don't care. I don't mind. Go ahead and go.